Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Chief Shane McSheehy joins us on today's program to talk about how he's acclimating in his first few months leading the Pella Police Department. Well, Chief McSheehy, we are here to talk a little bit about how things have gone. Last time we really had a good conversation about where you are as a police chief was when you first came this summer. First of all, how have things been going these past couple months in terms of settling in and getting to know our community?
Well, the first thing I'll say is it's been a pleasure. I've been here 2 months into my third month, and a lot of things have changed since then. The biggest part is my family's up here with me, and my wife's been up here for a few weeks and has actually landed a job already, and my son is a junior in high school, and so he's finding his way, and that was a big part of the puzzle, is to, you know, kind of get those two arranged and to kind of settle in that regard. So that's been nice. You know, I've spent a lot of time in the schools lately, you know, in the Pella school system, spent some time out at Central College. Even spent a good amount of time in some of the clubs, Rotary and Kiwanis, and getting to know some of those folks. So I'm really feeling like I'm getting my feet underneath me finally. So that's nice.
Well, and you've met some of those groups and organizations, and I'm sure you've kind of noticed the spirit of generosity in this community. One of the reasons why we're talking to you is the Pella Hy-Vee recently came in, and they've been giving challenge coins to some of the first responders here, especially for the work that you guys have been doing during the COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, here in September, on the anniversary of September 11th, I imagine that's got to be neat for you to see the community already kind of the way that they support the police and the first responders here.
It is, for sure. And you know, I met Derek weeks ago, and he's a tremendous influence in the community, and we appreciate what he does and the support from Hy-Vee, not just Hy-Vee alone, but you touched on it. Just a lot of the organizations around here, very giving and very supportive, and that's a great thing to have, especially in this size community.
Well, and one of the other ways that you've been trying to reach out to the community has been an event called Join the Conversation. You had your first last month, and coming up this Tuesday, you'll have your second in the morning over at Intveld's. You know, talk about what that opportunity means, not only for you, but for the community, kind of that back and forth of having that interaction and getting to know you better and what's happening with our police department.
Yeah, and that's something I really look forward to each month. And I know as we build the program, hopefully we'll get better attendance, especially given the times. But it's about relationship, and relationship is a two-way street. We have to reach out to our folks and really understand and listen to what they have to say. So it's just an opportunity to come together and really to speak on whatever comes up. I usually have a small presentation, but it's normally about listening and, you know, really get a feel for what the community needs. And that's the most important thing.
Well, and how critical is that interaction piece, especially right now with just the incredible tension that we've had in our country, across the nation, with protesting and the unfortunate violent interaction sometimes between police and citizens? I imagine it's a very important piece to you, even here in Pella, where things are a little more calm, to continue to foster a relationship there.
Yeah, so it is. And the bulk of that responsibility is on the police department. I understand that, and I push that vision out to our folks. You know, it's about community policing and community service. We are in the service business. That's what we do. And actually, crime fighting becomes kind of a smaller portion of what we do here. And so it's very important to listen and more importantly, to make our processes transparent so that people understand not only what we're doing, but why we're doing it.
Well, one of the things that I had recently seen, you had a busy city council meeting swearing in your newest officer at the beginning, and then at the end you had a presentation about the future of the Pella Police Department. There have been some challenges, as I understand, with retention and keeping some talented people here on staff. What are some of the ways that you as a department are working with the city council to take that next step to make sure that you're keeping quality officers and lieutenants and so on staying here in Pella and continuing to serve our community?
You know, really, it's just about looking at what the processes are and having those experiences from my past to know how to restructure and what that looks like. And so when you look at a new agency, you find some of those ideas that have worked for you in the past, and you promote those here. So as we move forward in looking at restructuring, it's really about giving our officers the ability to promote, to develop professionally, having succession planning. And you touched on it, having that structure in place that provides for a system where we retain officers, we retain good officers, and we attract quality applicants when we need them. And that's a very, very important process for the wellness of the organization.
Is there anything else you want to touch on while we talk about just whatever's happening in our community? I know that you've been a pretty busy guy these last couple months.
I have, but it's been great stuff. And my mantra is great things to come. That's what I say to my officers continually. We finally did buy a home here in Pellet. So we're looking forward to getting moved in and kind of getting settled here. Like I said, my wife found a job here in town, and everything's really coming together. I would just encourage you to look for those, join the conversations, be a part of that conversation. Either then, or obviously you can stop in, or you can stop any officer at any time and discuss anything that you feel is important. We're here to serve.
Once again, that was Pella Police Chief Shane McSheehy. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.